那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做传统相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a tradition in your country。那你在你的国家当中有趣的一个传统，开门见山三个思路。首先交代传统本身，买房。也就是说，在结婚之前呢，很多年轻人都会买房，把这样的一个特征或者传统带进来。其次，讲到细节。这个房子一般来说呢是在郊区或者市中心，一般来说都挺贵的，对我们来说都是非常难的一件事儿。而且重中之重的点是说呢，大部分都是男方来买这个房子，把这个细节描述出来。结尾作为一个个人引导，我个人觉得这事儿挺公平的，因为男生就应该这样去做，强调出来我个人的一个态度。这样来看，三者共同回答否逻辑比较简单：一、强调这个内容本身是买房子；二、细节补充包括房子的价格呀、地理位置啊，包括买房子的这样的一个传统的需求啊。第三，结尾做个人的引导，我觉得男生来买房子 OKK 的，没问题，尤其在结婚之前。这样来看，三者观察回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, mentioned about the topic, the tradition that I had in my mind is all about the house we live in. To be precise, it has got to do something with buying a house. As is known to all, in my country, those people who want to get married soon need to afford a house. I mean, it's really important, and of course, it's required. Kind of like a weird tradition of my country, you know, gotta be honest, it's not an easy thing for me, for most of us today. Young people are suffering today. For example, if we have to buy a house, we would work hard on it. You know, we have to spend a lot of time, energy, and money on it. The man who wants to make his lover happy has to do this. I mean, undoubtedly in my country. Normally, young people in my country will buy one in the city center or in the suburb, you know, like the location, price, or living environment. All of these factors are equally important. Above all, 90% of the boyfriends, or let's say the husband, have to pay for this before marriage. It's very interesting, you know, I don't know how to say it. For my part, I think it's fair enough, because the tradition has been with me since I was born. I mean, it's been with me for many years.All what I can do is about working hard, you know, then buying a house. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，这次强调了一下个人观点的引导。我觉得这件事儿吧，其实是情有可原的，我是能接受的。可能这个传统在中国很多年了，所以说我从小就接受这样的一个观点。可能在结婚之前，男生要买房子，没问题的。我个人观点完全接受，形成一个引导。考官接下来就会问了，那你觉得这事儿公平吗？有什么不公平的地方吗？或者说你觉得它怎么就公平了？形成更多话题的比对和引导。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，具体来说 ，to be precise。第二个，买房 ，afford a house。第三，同样重要 ，be equally important。最后，还可以 ，fair enough。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码：小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。